especially for the downtown traffic freeways coming into the downtown area, and it really isn't needed. There's just very little traffic on freeways coming into the downtown area. Our weather is going to be hazy sun this afternoon, blotted out by a lot of smoke, I'm sure. High temperature today will be in the upper 70s, the low tonight in the low 60s. Tomorrow, early clouds and hazy afternoon sun, and hopefully no smoke tomorrow. 61 degrees in Hollywood now. KNX traffic and weather together at 6:58.
Good morning. Along with Tom Huell, I am Dave Zorn on KNX Los Angeles, 1070 on your AM dial. It is 1 minute until 7 o'clock in the morning. Recapping this Thursday, the 30th of April. Tom?
Recapping the major developments on this troubled night and troubled morning after in Los Angeles. At least 9 people are dead. Of those 9, police have classified 6 as criminal homicides. 2 officer-involved shootings at the Nickerson Gardens housing project. An L.A. City firefighter is in stable condition after being shot in the cheek while he was working a fire last night at 35th and Western. More than 138 people have been injured. Some of the more recent figures indicate upwards of 300 people have been injured. Police say many of them stabbed, shot, or beaten. At least 4 motorists were attacked at one intersection, including the man who was videotaped as he was pulled out of his truck in the early hours of the disturbance. He has undergone several hours of surgery. And although he had been reported as dead last night at some point, we have a correction. He is still alive in extremely critical condition and on life support systems.
The not guilty verdicts announced yesterday in the King beating trial generated particular anger among African Americans, but the violence broke out among whites and blacks alike. Mayor Tom Brantley says that in the downtown area in particular, most of those who were engaged in the violence were young whites. And in the south part of L.A., Brantley notes that the blacks were involved. Dusk to dawn curfew imposed by the mayor lapsed at dawn, but that does not mean it's been lifted altogether. Curfew area is bordered by Vernon Avenue to the north, Alameda to the east, Century Boulevard to the south, Crenshaw to the west, and we are assuming, we have not heard for sure, but we are assuming that that curfew will be in effect dusk to dawn tonight and tomorrow morning as well.
RTD suspended bus service should be back on track at 6 o'clock this morning, as of 6 o'clock this morning, except within the curfew area. That means bus service in the San Fernando and San Gabriel Valleys and parts of L.A. outside the curfew area up and running again. One other transit note from the Foothill Transit District, no buses running west of the El Monte Station for the entire business day, so that means Foothill Transit will not provide any bus service into downtown Los Angeles today. L.A. school officials have closed more than 100 schools for the day. Most of the schools are in the south central L.A. area. In addition, buses will not pick up students from the area who normally are driven to other district schools. Compton Unified School District has canceled classes because of the violence, and today's final exams at USC have been at least postponed. They will not be held today.
2,000 National Guard troops are being mobilized for duty after Governor Wilson declared a state of emergency in the city and county of Los Angeles. He did that shortly after midnight in Sacramento. In addition, the governor has tapped an extra 750 highway patrol officers to come to Los Angeles to help contain the violence. Mayor Brantley has appealed for calm. The mayor has also placed a temporary ban on dispensing gasoline into gas cans. There's also a citywide ban on ammunition sales. The boundaries covered by the dusk to dawn curfew include Vernon Avenue on the north, Century Boulevard on the south, Crenshaw Boulevard on the west, and the city limits on the east.
It's up to 9 now, the number of people confirmed dead after a night of violence in Los Angeles. More than 100 people injured, and the number of fires has been too high to count, let alone the damage estimates. We continue our KNX team coverage now with Diane Thompson, standing by live at the police command post. Diane, what's the latest?
Well, Los Angeles City firefighters pulled out of this command post just minutes ago with a police escort, headed for the latest blaze in the South Central area. As I sit here at this corner, I can see big black puffs of smoke all around me. The smell of smoke is very thick in this area. Now, I had a chance to talk with firefighter Dan Foote, who was absolutely flabbergasted by the attacks that were made upon his company during the night. Now, during the first hours of the disturbance, Company 15, which is near the USC campus, took hits of rocks, beer bottles, chunks of asphalt, and pieces of concrete bus benches. Now, firefighter Foote sits in the tiller seat, which is in the very back of one of those ladder trucks, and he said there is really no place for him to duck and no place for him to go, and it was a frightening experience for him.
We're one of the lucky companies that didn't get shot at. Our trucks and our lines took a beating going down it, and it's pretty hard to understand. What were they hitting you with?
Beer bottles, rocks, stones, big jugs of whatever. Anything they can get their hands on. Sticks. Anything they can get their hands on.
Describe the scene. You're driving down towards the fire.
Well, I was driving in the back, and you could see the guy load up. He's taking his... He's cocking back. I see his eyes. I see the Budweiser label on the beer bottle, and here it comes.
That was L.A. City firefighter Dan Foote, who told me that his father was a firefighter during the Watts riot, and he described himself as a second-generation riot person. And shortly after I spoke with him, off they went. They went back in their truck, and off they went to fight more fires in this community. That's basically the situation here. Fresh troops have come in to relieve some of the police and firefighters, and off they go back into the area. Reporting live from the command post, Diane Thompson, KNX 1070.
Thanks, Diane. At least 138 people have been injured, as we mentioned, and among the injured is an L.A. City firefighter who was wounded, struck in the face by gunfire. He underwent surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, and the last condition report on him was that he was in stable condition. And once again, touching on that fire situation, there have been more than 150 fires in the area. And as of about 15 minutes ago, an L.A. City fire spokesman said there were 29 major fires burning, some of them major and some of them not so large. There are no reports of any more firefighters being hurt except for the one who was shot last night.
Governor Pete Wilson has, of course, made the National Guard available to the city of Los Angeles, up to 2,000 National Guard troops available, as well as 750 California Highway Patrol officers. Law enforcement officers gathering to try to help restore order here in Los Angeles. And we get that part of the story from KNX reporter Bill Lauren. He's standing by live at the Armed Forces Reserve Center in Los Alamitos. Bill?
Well, Tom, ever since about 3:30 this morning, there's been a steady stream of people going in here to the Armed Forces Reserve Center in Orange County, and most of these have been CHP cars coming in from, as I've been talking to them this morning, as far north as San Luis Obispo. They've been driving most of the morning. Many of those officers said they came to work and suddenly were dispatched to be sent down here to Southern California to aid under the governor's request to send aid into Los Angeles if needed. Now, the duty for the CHP officers once they marshal here is to go up and to patrol the freeways and to keep those freeways open, or if the need be, shut those freeways down, and also monitor the on and off ramps to especially the Harbor Freeway. As I understand it, also National Guard troops are here this morning. It's unclear as to whether any have gone out yet on assignment, again at the request of the Los Angeles Police Department. Also here this morning, the American Red Cross, they're supplying support. I just talked moments ago with John Kula of the Red Cross's Orange County office.
Well, our function basically has been to assist and provide whatever mean of assistance to mostly to the CHP and the National Guard for the time being. We're here basically to provide feeding for the longest that is necessary.
Now, he says primarily that's been coffee and donuts for the morning, but they're geared up for heavier breakfasts and lunches as they go throughout the day. Also, I found interesting in checking with the various Orange County Police Departments this morning if there was any trouble or any problems here in Orange County related to the violence in Los Angeles. Most agencies said no. However, there was a sporadic gunfire heard around the Orange County Courthouse. That was at 10 last night and about 10:30 last night and 2 this morning when they went out to investigate Santa Ana PD and the Orange County Marshal's office. They found no one and no weapons and no injuries. Also, Anaheim Police Department, several other of the Orange County Police agencies said that about 5 o'clock last night, the 911 numbers were jammed. People calling after seeing reports and seeing the violence in Los Angeles saying, do something, send police up into Los Angeles and help them out. Obviously, these agencies cannot do that unless requested by LAPD. And that's the situation from here. Again, as I look right now, here comes more CHP cars, apparently coming in from all over Southern California, from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. They'll be marshaling here and then eventually going out into the South Central L.A. area where the problem is this morning at the request of the Los Angeles Police Department. Tom and Dave?
All right, thanks a lot, Bill. Bill Lauren reporting from the Armed Forces Reserve Center in Los Alamitos. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock now. Los Angeles school officials have closed more than 100 schools for today. Most of the schools are in the South Central Los Angeles area in the curfew zone, which, once again, is bordered by Vernon Avenue on the north, Alameda on the east, Century Boulevard to the south, Crenshaw to the west. In addition to those closures, buses will not pick up students from the curfew area who normally are driven to other schools, district schools. And Compton Unified School District also has canceled classes because of the violence. And today's final exams at the University of Southern California have also been canceled.
Fires have driven about 100 people from their homes and into a shelter at the First AME Church in South Central Los Angeles. And KNX reporter Debbie McIntyre is standing by live at the church, and she can bring us up to date on the situation there. Debbie?
Well, some church workers here at First AME Church spent the night answering phones and taking care of people left homeless by fires and violence in this community. About 35 people spent the night in the church's basement. Now, that's where the American Red Cross has set up a shelter. Workers are tired, they're frustrated, and still in shock by the verdicts and the violence that has erupted. Louise Bowman, a church member here, remembers the 65 rebellion in Watts and compared it to what has happened.
65, it was a section of the city. Here, it's everywhere. You just don't know where it's going to break out next. I've even been told that somewhere in the suburbs they're having some disgruntlement. So I think it's totally different. It's worse.
Now, church workers report they've gotten calls from the media as far away as Australia with reporters wanting to talk to people about what has happened, what they've seen, and what's going on here. Now, the Red Cross will keep this shelter open while it can determine what the needs are of the people affected by the fires. Back to you, Tom and Dave.
All right, thanks. Debbie McIntyre reporting live from First AME Church in South Central Los Angeles. Understand that Pete Moraga is standing by at the scene of a fire. And, Pete, you'll have to remind us again just where you are and tell us what the situation is there, okay?
Well, to the two main cross streets here are Western and Venice. There are two fires that are out now, actually, but the smoke lingers on. The one shopping center on Venice and Western, Newberry's is completely destroyed, as is Maternity World and Save on Drugs, damaged by the fire. Now, on this other side of the street, across Western from that fire, is Western Square, where Radio Shack is burned to the ground. So most of the buildings in the shopping center are also destroyed. Looting did take place, and there's a lot of people gathering now, just looking. On this side of the street, on Western, there are no policemen here, so people are just standing in front of these destroyed stores. Across the street, however, there's a crowd in front of a line of policemen that formed in front of the Viva Market. The Viva Market was partially looted. All of its plate glass windows were broken. They're starting to board them up now, but police were standing in front, as I'm not sure if the crowd tried to move in, but a couple of loudmouths, is what people are calling them, are taunting the police, and the police are just standing there facing them. And at this point, there is no thing except probably more traffic on Western and people gathering at both shopping centers, on Western and 18th, on the east side of Western, and at Western and Venice Boulevard on the west side of Western. Reporting live, I'm Pete Moraga, KNX 1070.
Pete, while we have you on the horn, you mentioned the confrontation with police, and from what we've seen on some of the live shots and what we've heard from you reporters in the field, the L.A. police officers have used amazing restraint in some of the confrontations. Would you agree with that from what you've seen?
Very definitely. This one person went up to one of the sergeants over here and faced him, as we see many times Tommy Lasorda facing an umpire, face to face, and yelling profanities and everything into his face, and the man just stood there, didn't move. And then finally, the police did move to ask these people to remove themselves from the area, because they were the only ones that were causing any kind of noise.
All right, thanks, Pete. That's Pete Moraga reporting live from, like, 1,400 have actually been deployed. Where they are, we don't know.
From what I understand, the governor has asked that the National Guard troops be deployed, all 6,000 be deployed and set out in Los Angeles by noon today. That's 5 hours from now. So I would think they've got their work cut out for them. Yep. Bill Keene, you had something to add in here?
Well, I just had a call from a tipster, Ron, out in Agoura. Says there's a huge National Guard convoy moving in on the eastbound Ventura Freeway up the Calabasas Grade in the West San Fernando Valley right now. It's headed this way, so we know that, and also it will affect traffic on what is an otherwise very light Ventura Freeway.
Anything else to add to the freeway conditions?
No, they're still all light and moving okay. Well.
All right, great.
With the exception of the National Guard convoy. Thank you, Bill. California legislative leaders say they will support measures to require trials to be held in communities that are similar to the location of the alleged crimes. Assembly Speaker Willie Brown and Senate Leader David Roberti say judges in change of venue cases should move trials to communities of similar ethnic or economic character. Brown said the Simi Valley jurors in the Rodney King case were out of touch with reality.
This is KNX Los Angeles, 1070 on your AM dial. Along with Tom Huell, I'm Dave Zorn. And we have like to bring you up to date on what's happening. If you're just waking up, we can tell you we have some totals, and we have a situation report for you. The total of 2 days of violence in Los Angeles County shows that 29 people have died as a result of riot-related violence. Among those, five people were shot and killed by authorities. Three of those people who have died in officer-involved shootings with the Los Angeles Police Department have died overnight.
Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley calling for 6,000 National Guard troops to help clear the streets of looters. Governor Wilson says he wants the National Guard on the job by noon today, and he says they will fire back at anyone who shoots at them. Both Wilson and Bradley say they are calling for federal troops if necessary. President Bush has met with cabinet leaders, civilian and military, to perhaps plot strategy, discuss the possibilities. The president is now meeting with a variety of civil rights leaders to discuss the situation here in Los Angeles. We are hoping to have some word from Washington on the outcome of those meetings a little bit later today. Compton Police Department getting help from 77 National Guard troops at last report.
Latest figures from the Sheriff's Department show there have been more than 1,200 injuries and at least 2,500 people have been arrested or have received citations.
Violent demonstrations by hundreds of protesters in San Francisco have led to more than 300 arrests there. Five police officers injured, three Victorian homes torched. San Francisco Mayor Frank Jordan has declared a state of emergency and also imposed a curfew overnight.
Also from San Francisco, the totals now indicate that about 1,000 people were arrested. There was widespread looting in the city's Union Square and Market Street areas. Looters also arrested in the Fisherman's Wharf area. Most of the marauding crowds were dispersed by about midnight, but police say looting and destruction continued through the night, despite a curfew imposed by the mayor. Yesterday afternoon, about 370 people were arrested when they blocked the Bay Bridge, the westbound lanes of the Bay Bridge.
We should bring you up to date on the situation around Los Angeles today with regard to office closures and school closures. Some information on office closures now. TRW Space and Defense Operations in the Los Angeles area are closed today. Jerry Laird just informed us all Bank of California offices are closed today. The Downtown Federal Building on Los Angeles Street is closed. The Downtown Office of Housing and Urban Development is closed. All municipal and superior courtrooms closed. DMV offices throughout South Los Angeles are closed. The offices of Unocal 76, Northrop, and ARCO in downtown Los Angeles closed. ARCO is also closed for business in Pasadena and Long Beach. The Islamic Center of Southern California near downtown Los Angeles is closed. So is the Getty Museum. Carter Hawley Hale corporate offices are closed. California State offices in South Los Angeles closed, as is Hollywood Park.
Back to the streets of Southern California, Long Beach has been a hotspot during this outbreak of violence. KNX reporter Bill Lauren joins us live from Long Beach to tell us what's going on there this morning. Bill.
Well, Dave and Tom, there's been almost 1,500 incident calls, and many of those fire-related, and many of those serious enough fires to completely destroy or gut businesses in Long Beach. Just off the top of my head, a lucky supermarket and an adjacent shopping complex burned to the ground. Last night, the Department of Motor Vehicles office on Willow Street has gone down. CVS Pharmacy has gone down. One apartment building, we understand, was severely damaged. A lot of small businesses were targeted up and down Willow Street last night for whatever reason. There have been over 100 arrests by Long Beach police who, by the way, have had to call in outside help of other law enforcement, units from Mammoth, from Palm Springs, L.A. County Sheriff here. No National Guards troops, though, are in Long Beach. Long Beach Fire Department say they have enough personnel to man the fires. With the latest being this morning, a Southern California Edison building at Santa Fe and Hill Street and another structure about a block or so away. As we look out over the city of Long Beach this morning here from the command post, we're not seeing the smoke that we saw earlier about an hour or so ago, so that is a good sign. Are calm heads prevailing in the city today? Sergeant Linda Fierro says that's her fervent wish, and she says she has this message for the folks of Long Beach.
My message is basically just to use common sense. When it comes to traveling or conducting business throughout the city, not only in the city of Long Beach, but I would say anywhere in LA County. The schools in Long Beach are closed today, and I am fairly certain that there are a number of businesses who on their own are closing their doors for the day. So I would say that it's up to you as an individual to use your common sense. You should be aware of those areas that probably you should be staying out of. And my advice is the least travel, the better, because that way it allows for less traffic problems. It allows for emergency response to be improved throughout the city. So my advice is if possible, do as little travel as possible.
Now, we've been informed also there's a good chance we'll be meeting this morning with Long Beach City officials, the mayor, the fire chief, the police chief, and a lot of the community leaders, the Ministerial Association. They have things to say about what's happened here in the city of Long Beach last night. By the way, Dave and Tom, they met yesterday afternoon, and they had a large turnout of some of the community leaders hoping to put down what they had observed the night before in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, of course, as Sergeant Fierro says, the hooligans, the thugs, started to hit the streets last night just after dark, and we did have some problems here in Long Beach. This is Bill Lauren reporting live from the command post.
As Bill indicated, the schools in Long Beach are closed today. There are plenty of other schools closed, and we have a request from the L.A. Unified School District to repeat that all Los Angeles Unified School District schools are closed this morning because of the problems. The districts of Torrance, Linwood, Compton, Long Beach and Beverly Hills also closed today. Catholic elementary and high schools throughout South L.A. County are closed. Cal State campuses at Long Beach, Los Angeles, Northridge, and Dominguez Hills are closed. USC has postponed final examinations and is curtailing campus activities. Students who want more information on rescheduling those finals should call this number for a recorded announcement, 740-7275. Classes and some services at UCLA are shut down today. The Loyola Law School downtown campus is closed. Pepperdine in Culver City is closed. The downtown L.A. Doheny campus of Mount St. Mary's College is closed. Glendale City College, Santa Monica College, and El Camino College are closed. All L.A. Community College District campuses are closed. All schools in the Palos Verdes Peninsula School District are closed as well today.
It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on KNX 1070 News Radio. Along with Tom Huell, I'm Dave Zorn. Well, our team coverage continues now. We have KNX reporters scattered throughout the city, and getting a close-hand look at some firefighting activity this morning has been reporter Phil Reed, who maybe got a little too close. Have you dried out yet, Phil?
Well, I just ran into KNX reporter Diane Thompson. She checked my back, said it's damp, but I can't complain anymore. The sun is up, and I'm busy at work, and I'm drying out some from a fire up in, on Hollywood Boulevard. However, gentlemen, right now I'm standing on Santa Monica Boulevard right at Western, and the block between Western and St. Andrews is closed off. There was a fire that rekindled this morning at the corner of Western and Santa Monica on the northeast corner in a group of stores there, and it rekindled because while the fire was burning down below, the roof had not caved in yet, and when the roof caved in, of course, that fire took off. Fire trucks came, and while they were here at about 6 o'clock, at a half a block away to the west on the north side of Santa Monica Boulevard, a Western wear clothing store and a fashion, the ladies' fashion store next door, took off again. Probably also had been going before they got here, but they're not sure about that. And so there is quite a bit of smoke in the air because of both of these fires. Two firemen are putting fire into the one at the corner of Western and Santa Monica, and about four firefighters are putting water into the fire in the two clothing stores. Actually, three of them together have been all burned out because the roofs, again, were weakened, and the roofs fell in, and once again, the thing was rekindled, and when they pour water on that fire, we have a lot of white smoke flaring up here. The block has been closed off. Traffic moving eastbound on Santa Monica is being moved off at St. Andrews Place and headed north or south. And traffic on Santa Monica Boulevard heading westbound is being moved to left turn. Everybody's making left turns and heading down Western. The situation seems to be under control. Firemen are knocking down the fire, but for the time being, it is an area you cannot get through.
That sounds like it's going to be a mess for quite some time, Phil.
It will be. Looking at the fire, I would say that they're a long way from damping the one down at the corner of Western and Santa Monica. And the one in the shops on the north side of Santa Monica, the smoke is just rolling off those fires right now. They're causing quite a lot of attention. There are, of quite a few news media people here. Highway Patrol, of course, is guarding the street and blocking it off, and there are LAPD officers on foot standing around. So we've got a situation that's still going here, and especially in these little stores on the north side of Santa Monica.
Thanks, Phil. Reporter Phil Reed at Santa Monica and Western here in Hollywood, an area definitely to avoid this morning.
Going down a short laundry list there a short time ago about all the different schools and offices that are closed today, we do have a request from the Santa Monica Malibu School District to remind students and teachers and staff members that the schools in the Santa Monica Malibu School District are open today. Sorry, kids. Spokeswoman asked that the media issue a reminder on that. So, Santa Monica Malibu School District, your schools are open today.
We're talking about the National Guard troops, and about a half an hour ago, we heard from a Los Angeles police lieutenant who said that 1,400 had been deployed to that point in the city of Los Angeles, and some of the Guard troops were deployed to Compton, which was hit hard by violence. And our Chuck Whitten has more on that.
More than 80 California National Guard members are scattered around Compton. Captain Kevin Carr of San Diego is watching over the Compton Fashion Center. He says his troops are well prepared for this type of civil unrest.
Our immediate preparation includes being mobilized, and once being mobilized, we're giving briefings, and then we go into a prep-up training phase, which actually prepares us for the mission that we have today. But that's just refresher training, because many of us have received many years of training, which includes periodic training on civil disturbance training, and essentially prepares us for this type of mission.
Captain Carr admits his troops are a bit apprehensive, but he's confident they can handle this mission. From Compton, Chuck Whitten, KNX 1070.
More than 200 law enforcement officers from around San Diego County headed north last night to help restore order in Los Angeles. Sheriff Sergeant Glenn Revelle says 60 deputies, along with county marshals and police from San Diego and a number of surrounding communities, met last night at the Vista Sheriff Station and all moved north in a convoy. California Highway Patrol officers from San Diego and Imperial counties are among the officers from that agency who have also been sent into Los Angeles.
You may be wanting to help out, to volunteer, to do something to help in the recovery. Well, if you'd like to help, the Reverend George Abujadeh of the Presbyterian Church in Hollywood is looking for some plywood and a lot of elbow grease. Members of the church are going out to board up stores throughout the Southland. You can contact Hollywood Police Sergeant Mike Schneider or the Presbyterian Church of Hollywood if you'd like to volunteer. Church members have already boarded up 135 stores in South L.A. and 35 in Hollywood.
Once again, we want to remind you that President Bush is meeting with civil rights leaders at the White House, and following that meeting, it is expected that some of the civil rights leaders will stop and have a few comments to pass along to reporters and you about what was said in the meeting concerning Los Angeles. And as those comments are available, KNX 1070 will be bringing them to you.
Our nation's capital is keeping a close eye on what's happening here in Southern California and for the rest of the world, for that matter.
Federal law enforcement officials to go to Los Angeles today, including SWAT teams and riot police, from the Border Patrol, the Bureau of Prisons, and the U.S. Marshals Service. The U.S. Army will move approximately 4,000 troops from Fort Ord, California, to a staging area in Los Angeles where they can be utilized quickly and effectively if necessary. The appropriate commanding officers of the United States Army will coordinate today with the governor, the mayor, and other California officials so that if the use of federal military troops is needed, it can be expedited as swiftly as possible. In his telephone conversations with the governor and the mayor this morning, President Bush noted that there are currently 1,400 National Guardsmen on duty in the city of Los Angeles. Another 1,200 are ready to provide support, and up to 4,000 are located where they can be utilized as necessary. The president also emphasized that if the regular Army of the United States is deployed, he would move to federalize the National Guard to ensure a unified command under regular Army leadership. We want to emphasize that we expect all state and local efforts to control this situation to be exhausted before federal military are utilized. All of these actions constitute supplemental assistance to state and local authorities and do not change existing lines of authority in the city of Los Angeles. As the president stated yesterday, This is a tragic situation that calls for understanding, tolerance, and reason. But it also is a tragic situation that cannot be allowed to continue. The rule of law defines our freedom. The forces of repression, suppression, and anarchy cannot be allowed to continue. We will continue to work with the state and the city to ensure that freedom and public safety is restored. Let me take a couple of questions. When the meeting breaks, we'll go ahead and end it. Susan?
Could you clarify? You said 1,000 federal law enforcement officers, but then you said none of this changes the lines of authority. Who is in charge of those law enforcement officers?
They will continue to work for the agencies that they are responsible to now. In other words, the Bureau of Prisons, the Border Patrol, and the U.S. Marshals Service.
The president has sent 1,000 law enforcement officers and placed 4,000 federal troops at the ready. I believe you said that there are 1,400 National Guard troops with 1,200 more in the area, 4,000 more. So that's a total, by my count, of 6,600 National Guardsmen plus the federal 5,000 or so federal forces that he's mobilized today. Is that correct?
No. No, that's not correct, because the National Guard forces are totally at the direction and control of the governor of the state of California.
Total numbers, have I got the total numbers right? He's mobilized 5,000 a day.
No, he's mobilized 4,000 a day from Fort Ord, California, and 1,000 law enforcement officials. 4,000 military, 1,000 civilian law enforcement officials.
How quickly can those...
I emphasize also that the military are going to a staging area in Los Angeles and will not be on the streets unless there is further orders which would involve a federalization of the process.
So,
Jim?
What would trigger that? Who would make that decision? Does it have to... does the governor have to make another request, or how does that happen?
That would be the result of consultations with the governor. Mary?
Guys from Fort Ord be in place in Los Angeles?
We expect them to be there today. Michael?
There are all those National Guardsmen, the 4,000 who are still available as necessary. Why did Governor Wilson request further federal support?
The governor has been utilizing his resources as best he can according to his own intelligence in the city, but he obviously felt that it would be important to have additional federal support for any contingency problem that might come up over the weekend.
Do the federal troops have some abilities that the National Guard does not have?
I think they're all qualified.
Marlon, what can you status report on the situation in other cities? Is there some concern that because of the violence spreading, that this needs to be done to send a signal?
I would have to refer you to the governor for the basis for his request. But I think the situation there has been obvious to everyone. It's been difficult for two nights in a row. And the governor simply wants to take all steps necessary to bring the situation under control as rapidly as possible.
What about concerns in other cities, Marlon?
As I said, in the other cities, there have been protests in a number of them, but they appear to be under control. Frank?
Are any other troops on alert elsewhere against the possibility of a spread? And what about that Justice Department report? How soon do you expect to get it?
We obviously have military forces at the ready in the regular army. All across the country, but at this point there's been no need to activate their use or to pinpoint them in any special way.
Michelle? The Justice Department report, what about the urgency of that? You mentioned yesterday the urgency of the situation is clear. When do you expect that investigation to be presented?
The Attorney General yesterday in his press conference explained the investigation that they were expediting and the timetable that they're working on, but that's dictated entirely by the legal process and the due process activities that they're involved in. Michelle?
Mayor Bradley concur in bringing federal troops to Los Angeles?
Mayor Bradley was very appreciative and thanked the president for his support.
Steve? The specific question of bringing federal troops, did you concur?
Yes, absolutely. Steve?
President hoping to get out of this meeting that he's holding right now and the other consultations that he's had overnight, in terms of cooling this thing off and trying to...
This is a listening session. He wants to hear from leaders of various minority groups and from the Small Business Administration and others that will be helping to reestablish order, to reestablish businesses, to help people readjust when this is over, and to hopefully bring it to a swift conclusion. Let me take one more question. Helen?
Is the president declaring a national emergency? Under what authority does he act now? Is this an executive order, or does
No.
Is he allowed to just do this?
The president is. The president is providing this assistance simply as president of the United States and the executive of the federal government. There is no proclamation here. We are not sending troops in any federalized effort, and they will not be involved in the street patrols and other hostilities at this point. Thank you very much.
And that was White House News Secretary Marlon Fitzwater. To summarize, he said that President Bush has ordered 1,000 federal law enforcement officers, including elements of the Border Patrol, the Bureau of Prisons, and the U.S. Marshals Service to Los Angeles for riot duty. 4,000 troops have been mobilized from Fort Ord, California. They're being sent into Los Angeles this morning to staging areas, but they will not be used, said Fitzwater, unless called upon by local and state authorities. The SWAT teams and the others are under presidential authority, said Marlon Fitzwater, but again he emphasized that state and local authorities must exhaust their own resources before any of these federal forces will be put to work. He also said that up to 6,000 National Guard troops are being deployed in the Los Angeles area and that the situation has calmed down somewhat, as well as in other cities around the country, although he said military forces are at the ready across the nation should they be needed for any disturbances outside of Los Angeles. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.
Along with Dave Zorn, I'm Tom Huell in KNX News Central, and we want to remind you we will have more information on the president sending 4,000 federal troops and 1,000 civilian law enforcement, federal law enforcement officers into Los Angeles coming up in the next few minutes here on KNX 1070.
Meanwhile, getting back to the streets of Southern California, new fires are flaring up in Long Beach, and we want to switch live now to the command post in Long Beach, where KNX reporter Bill Lauren is standing by. Bill?
Hey, well, we thought just for a while here this morning that things would be calmer in Long Beach than the night of violence, where we lost a lot of businesses and had one death, a number of arrests, and gangs are roaming up and down main streets of Long Beach. This morning, unfortunately, it's not the case. Sergeant Linda Fierro is with me now.
We've got apparently a restart of a fire that occurred yesterday at a liquor store at Willow and Easy here in Long Beach. It's my understanding that that structure was considered a total loss yesterday, so if there is a restart there, then I would imagine it's just the rubble that was left. We also have a fire in the area of Willow and Fashion and Atlantic and Burnett. There is one more that was just reported at Long Beach Boulevard in Burnett, a furniture store, and it's my understanding that fire is not rolling at this time to that one, and the reason why, I am not sure.
So, again, getting a handle what we have this morning, while there was some good news only because that was a restart, not an incendiary fire, we've got some other brand new fires that appear to be related somehow to this overnight of violence here.
Right. I think with the increased activity now that people are out again on the street, we are seeing an increase in the number of fires that we're experiencing. And to this point, we have been able to respond fairly quickly to these fires, and the fire department has been able to bring them under control.
Now, Sergeant Fierro tells me that this morning, Long Beach police are going to take a very hard stand on youths who are seen on street corners. And while that may seem to be an abrupt way to deal and do business at the moment, she says that's the way to possibly stop this stuff before it gets started. So while things had hopefully it slowed down this morning, there's a little bit of increase in gang activity and people roaming the streets again here in Long Beach. There's some question this morning as to whether the overnight curfew will be extended. Dave and Tom?
All right, Bill, thank you. We want to repeat once again, President Bush has ordered 1,000 federal law officers into Los Angeles to help quell racial rioting. The president has also ordered 4,000 U.S. Army troops to a staging area in Los Angeles to be at the ready, although not yet on the streets if needed. The soldiers will be coming south from Fort Ord. The 1,000 federal law officers will be coming from the Border Patrol and other law enforcement agencies. We'll have more on this coming up in just the next few minutes.
KNX reporters like Bill Lauren are fanned out all over the troubled areas of Los Angeles this morning. We'd like to check in with our Phil Reed now, who's on the scene of a big fire here in Hollywood. Phil.
Well, Dave, that fire has been pretty well knocked down. The fire is going in two locations at the corner of Western and Santa Monica. One is the northeast corner, where there is a group of shops and a two-story building. That fire actually started yesterday. The roof fell in this morning. It rekindled the fire. Firemen have now pretty well damped it, although there is quite a bit of smoke coming off that.
half a block east to, or half a block west on the north side of the street in the 5500 block of Santa Monica Boulevard. There are about four shops that were torched again sometime before we got here, and the firemen found them flaring up this morning. They tried to put somebody on the roof, but one of the firemen immediately backed off and said the roof is too spongy and it caved in, and during the last half hour or so, they've been knocking down those fires. Curiously enough, and I cue on something Bill Lauren said, curiously enough, while the firemen were fighting the fires in the area of around 7 to 7:30, a crowd built up. People just standing, pretty soon people coming in their cars to a station, gas station behind me. They are sitting in their cars. They have pulled up, parked, sitting on the hoods. Pretty soon they're lining the walls. Pretty soon the sidewalks are full of them. And at shift change, a group of police just fresh off the police bus started to walk down the street and sent them all on their way. I think that's going to be one of the things that they're going to be watching for here along Santa Monica Boulevard in the vicinity of Western and St. Andrews, where a lot of vandalism took place yesterday. Quite a few shop windows are broken out. And it was the scene of one of the places where a man in a blue van tried to smash through the security barrier on the front of one of the shops on the south side of Santa Monica, just a half a block from me. The van is still there. That attempt was unsuccessful, but it is going to require police to be on the scene all day today until a lot of those shop fronts are repaired. The firemen are rolling up the hose and getting ready to leave. Members of the Beverly Hills and Santa Monica Police Department, or Fire Departments, who are cooperating with LAFD and getting these fires knocked down. The firemen pretty much standing around looking for, waiting for orders now, just wondering what to do next. The situation seems to be pretty well mopped up here, and traffic may very well be opened up soon along Santa Monica Boulevard between Western and St. Andrews. Dave, Tom?
All right, thanks, Bill. We'll be back to you throughout the morning, of course, for more updates on the situation on the streets of Los Angeles here on KNX 1070, where the time now is 7:45. The Inland Empire has not been immune to violence and destruction, as we're finding out now from Myrna Roberts. She says two people have been killed, and she joins us now live from the KNX Inland Empire Bureau. Myrna.
Well, parts of the Inland Empire are indeed bruised and battered this morning. Molotov cocktails ignited a motel fire in San Bernardino, caused total destruction of the former Paris Valley Inn in Paris, minor damage at high schools in Lake Elsinore and Rubidoux. Just spoke with CDF Fire Captain Steve Dale. He's at an emergency operations center that's been activated in San Bernardino, where the damage reports are being compiled.
There was sporadic looting and was reported throughout the San Bernardino Valley area, but particularly within the cities of San Bernardino, Rialto, Fontana, and Montclair. As of this time, 45 civil disturbance-related injuries have been reported to the county's 14 hospitals. Of these injuries, several were from gunshot wounds and stabbings.
Now, two deaths are linked to this civil unrest. A 17-year-old boy shot by a security guard as a mob advanced on Baseline Market in San Bernardino, and a 21-year-old man was gunned down in Montclair. Now, while the incident seemed to have tapered off pretty much at midnight, we are still on alert, with major gatherings canceled, and that includes a high school fair at UC Riverside this morning and the Renaissance Pleasure Fair at DeVore this weekend. Dave, Tom?
All right, thanks, Myrna. We have an item here, Justin, that we need to pass on to you, Tom.
Los Angeles police officer has suffered what's described as minor buckshot wounds in a shooting incident that has taken place at Manchester and Vermont. The initial reports indicate that a suspect has been taken into custody, and I believe the suspect, after being taken into custody, was loaded into an ambulance. The officer has also been taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. KNX 1070 is on this very, very quickly, and we will bring you the latest information just as soon as it is available.
Good to emphasize that those wounds are minor. That's good to hear. Let's see what Bill Keene has been finding out from his traffic tipsters this morning about the Southern California freeway conditions and whatever else he's got in there. Bill?
Well, the freeways are still carrying their traffic in just great shape. All the tipsters are calling in just to say traffic is really zipping along in great shape and no major slowing. Of course, there are very few CHP officers out there to keep an eye on you, so probably traveling a little faster than normal now. For your own safety, slow it down a little bit. Just don't think it is any safer going fast now than it would be any other time. San Diego Freeway northbound through the west side. We just got a report from a man who made all the trip all the way from Orange County up into Northridge. Said it is wide open. And our normal tipster down in Orange County, George of Ace Aerial Photography, tells me the northbound San Diego freeway is just a normal day. It slows a bit at La Paz. Meantime, Peter of Transportation Management says that convoy is still working its way slowly across the San Fernando Valley. And let's go check with Skip Tucker and see what he's seeing.
Amazing, Bill. I flew all the way along that that Ventura Freeway. Didn't see a sign of any sort of a National Guard convoy. And we flew actually twice right along that that same area from the Hollywood Freeway all the way over to Topanga Canyon Boulevard and then back. And then took a look at it twice. Didn't see it. So we decided we're going to come down the Sepulveda Pass. We did see a two-car accident in the center divider, 405 southbound, just at Valley Vista. That's, again, in the center divider and traffic very light through the area, so it's not really affecting the speed of traffic. There is a volume of traffic building on the 405, but I've got to emphasize that when I say that, that's relatively speaking, it's still everybody's still going at top speeds through the Sepulveda Pass on the 405. Bill?
Our weather is going to be sunny this afternoon, but smoky, and there may be a little change in our weather. We could start getting a northwesterly wind tonight and tomorrow as this weather front moves through. That would clear out the skies a bit, but it would also make the fire situation a little more dangerous. Anyway, the temperatures won't change much. We have a high slated for today of about 82 and a low tonight of about 60. Tomorrow it'll be about the same, and through the weekend about the same, but I don't imagine people are worrying too much about the weekend. By the way, Dave and Tom, this is not really traffic or weather, but a lady called us in, and I got to put it on. This weekend at Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, there were two dog shows scheduled, Conejo Kennel Club and the Malibu Kennel Club. The shows were scheduled Saturday and Sunday. They have been postponed or canceled. They will not be held this weekend at Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. KNX traffic and weather and dog show together at 7:49.
And we have another closure, if you will, or cancellation to pass on to you for our Food News fans, especially. Melinda and Chris had plans to host the Food News Hour from the South Bay Galleria, but we will not be doing Food News this morning, so we may continue to keep you up to the minute on the unrest in Los Angeles. So once again, today's special Food News event at the South Bay Galleria has been canceled.
Several events happening around Southern California related to the violence. We will have...